But today, hey guys, listen, we are so excited about what God has been doing here over the last year. And today's going to be a little bit different kind of a service. I want to let you know that. We're going to be talking just about what God has been doing in the life and the ministry of True North, but we're also going to be talking about where God is taking us here in this new year. You know, I was driving in my car this morning, and every time I get in my car, for the most part, the first thing I do is I take my phone and I plug it in to my Apple CarPlay, right? And then it comes up on the screen, and then I'm picking music and doing all that. And so this morning I got in, I had this song that I really wanted to listen to and just worship to as I was driving over here. And it's not a long drive for me. We're talking like 6-7 minutes. But I plugged it in, and it would not connect to the screen. And I was so like irritated and frustrated. And I sat in my garage for a few seconds and couldn't figure it out. It wasn't working. Finally, I decided to reboot my system, right? And so I hit the little button, hold it in, it reboots, it does all, and I plug it back in, and lo and behold, guess what? Isn't it almost always turn the power off and turn it back on, right? Like if you're in IT, like that's your first move, right? So I turn it off, turn it back on, and it's working beautifully. And it reminded me as I was driving over here this morning. Sometimes we need a reboot, don't we? Like sometimes we need a reboot on our spiritual life. We need a reboot on life in general. I don't know about you. I don't know what your 2021 was like. I had some really great moments and some really awesome things. And I have some things that I want to celebrate. But I also had some moments where I look back and I go, I got some areas where I need to grow. I got some areas where I want to get better. And that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a really good thing to recognize there are certain areas, there are certain things in our life where we want to get better. And so as we begin 2022 as a church, here's what I want to do today. Number one, I want to stop and I want to celebrate all of the good that God did in and through not only this church, but more specifically in the lives of people within this church. And just kind of have a celebratory moment, because I don't think, maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you're like. I'm not great at celebrating. I'm really good at like setting a goal and then achieving that goal. And then 2 minutes later, I'm already on to the next goal. I'm already like, okay, how are we going to do that better? How are we going to, you know, set a new goal and strive for something even better, right? But I don't often stop and celebrate. And I don't think that's healthy. I think God wants us to be celebrating all the time the good things that he is doing in our life. And sometimes I think it's big things, and sometimes I think it's small things. And so I want to share with you just a few things from this past year here at True North Church that are, you know, just so exciting to me, to be honest. Many of you know this because you've been part of the True North family from the very beginning, but if you're new today, maybe you've walked into this space for the very first time, one of the first things that I thought about as I thought about this year and all that God has done, we began 2021 homeless, for all intents and purposes. We did not have a place to call home. Mostly for all of 2020 and a good part of the beginning of 2021, first couple months of 2021, we were meeting in parks, outside for a summer. We met at random buildings over at North Park for a couple of months, and then God provided this space for us in March. And so the first thing that as I look back on 2021 as a church that I just want to celebrate and praise God for is the fact that we have a space on Sunday mornings that we can walk into. There's no setup and tear down. We're able to walk in here, our teams, our volunteers, and be able to just go to work presenting the gospel and helping people understand the great love that Jesus has for them. And it has made ministry, it's freed us up to do ministry in other areas where we were spending time before that we don't have to spend time in those areas now. So I'm so thankful for that. Can we praise God just for the space and the facility that he has provided us? You know, at the end of the day, it's not about the building, and we know that, right? We know church isn't about a building. Church is about the people. Church is about us being on mission together. But what this building has done is it has provided us with a space to be able to do ministry. On that note, I'm so excited about what God is doing around here just through the various programs and people that are coming in and out of this building week in and week out. Last year, now we're not a very big church, right? We're a church of about 100 people, depending on the Sunday, right? That's how many people I would say call True North Church their home. But every single week, we have volunteers who are serving here. And every month, we have a very large amount of people who are making this ministry go. And so first of all, what I want to say is thank you to all of you who are serving here, volunteering here, week in and week out. What you are doing here is driving our mission forward. It is helping us to advance the gospel and help more people understand and know who Jesus is. Last year, we had 52 people who were serving on a regular basis. That's more than half of our congregation. Again, I feel like that's something that we should be celebrating today. God has been faithful in that. This ministry doesn't go without people. And so I'm excited about that. We've had, we have small groups here that meet on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Again, last year, 53 people were regularly involved in small groups here at True North Church. That's 53 people who are engaging in community, who are striving and wanting to grow and become more like Christ, who are holding each other accountable and encouraging one another. That's a huge, huge win for us as a church, and something that I think it's so easy as we kind of go throughout the year just to be like, yeah, we have small groups and there's people that go to them, they attend them on a regular basis. But I believe there's so many things that are happening in those groups. People are being cared for in those groups. Another big thing, last year, we raised over $284,000 for ministry here at True North. And again, we're not a very big church. To me, that is an incredible, incredible number that we need to celebrate. That shows me that people are faithfully worshiping God with their money. They're being good stewards of their money, and they are bought into the mission here, and they're excited about how that money is advancing the kingdom. The most important thing I want to share about that, And honestly, like these are just numbers, and I think these are important for us to know as a faith community. But at the end of the day, it's about life change, right? We share those numbers because we want people to understand how lives are being changed through those statistics, right? We have made a commitment as a church from day one to give a minimum of 10% of what comes in here back out into the community. And so what that means, what's exciting to me about that is that means that we were able to give $28,000, over $28,000 back directly into the community to do community outreach. We have an organization that we partner with called Foster Love Project. Many of you guys know that name because we did the Foster Love Project bag drive here over the Christmas holiday. And we brought in over 70 bags, which is probably another $5,000 worth, honestly, of giving that we did as a church. And I don't think that should be overlooked. But we were able to give money to Foster Love throughout the year. We have an organization that we partner with called New Vines International. New Vines is doing incredible work in East Africa. There are villages there that they are working with to get women specifically out of poverty and out of sexual exploitation, providing them with opportunities for micro-enterprising to start businesses, to make money so that they don't have to be exploited anymore. Last year, we were able to provide funds to them and to be able to help many of those women and some of those villages get out of that exploitation. So it's amazing. Yeah, we should be clapping for that. Amen. It is such a joy to be part of a church that is giving and is generous and understands the heart of God. And honestly, that's why we give at the end of the day, right? We don't give out of guilt. We don't give out of habit or out of duty. We give because we want to honor God and we want to build his kingdom. And I believe that that is happening here and happened in a big way in 2021. Now, those are kind of some of the numbers and the statistics, but what I really want to key in on this morning from a celebration standpoint is the life change that's happening specifically in people's lives, right? People who are here, who are a part of this community, and people that we have had the opportunity really to touch and to reach throughout the year. Now, number one, I want to celebrate our kids ministry and our student ministries and the teams that are working with the kids and the students here. Every single week, we don't see it. We come into this space, right, and they're back kind of in their space, but our children are being taught God's word. They're being taught that Jesus loves them, that he wants to be their friend forever, that in Christ you have something that nothing else in this world can give you. And so throughout the year, we've had 20 plus kids throughout the year on a monthly basis going through our kids ministry that are hearing that message, that are having their lives changed. They're inviting friends to come with them. They're in their schools doing everything they can as we're encouraging them to be reaching out to their friends, talking about Christ and how he is changing their life. It's amazing to me how someone that small can already begin to have impact and influence for the kingdom. And so I want to celebrate those kids ministry volunteers, those student ministry volunteers. I'm so excited. We began our student ministry back in November, I believe it was. It's the first student ministry here at True North Church. There are 6 students right now who are actively involved in that, and we could not be more excited about what's happening there. Again, thank you to the student ministry leaders who are pouring into those students on a weekly basis and doing everything they can to help them grow and encourage them. Amen. Most importantly, guys, I think about all of the people that I have talked to throughout 2021 and the countless number of people who have come to me and shared with me just how God is working in their life. And how God is encouraging them and how God is growing them. And throughout this year, what excites me more than anything about the True North family here is that we have had the opportunity to just engage people in relationship and to point them to Jesus. We have prayed for countless numbers of people. And that might seem like a small thing. It's not. It's a huge thing. We've had the opportunity to walk with some people through some really, really dark times in their life, through grief and through loss, and to be able to encourage them with the love of Christ and to encourage them to keep pushing forward, to keep pressing on, to not give up, and to keep their hope. And to me, that's why we do what we do here. That's it right there. All the dollars we spend, all the service hours we put in, all of that culminates in how are we actually helping people to heal from their brokenness, from the struggle and the pain of life, and really for some of us, for maybe even some of the destructive choices that we've made and the guilt and the shame and the baggage that we might be carrying around with us. We've been able to walk with people through that and point them to Christ. We've been able to provide meals for families throughout this year. We have had so many babies born in this church in the first 2 years. I'm honestly losing count. And that's an amazing thing. I praise God for that. But every time a baby is born here, there's a whole group of people who sign up to make meals and provide meals for those families for weeks after those children are born. To me, that's an incredible ministry. Nobody really sees that, but those families that receive that, I know, I've heard from them, directly from them, what a blessing that is to them and to their families. So I'm so thankful, again, to you guys. I celebrate that. Those of you who are a part of that ministry and who are working in that. This year, I don't know what it was. We had a lot of people move in our church family. I think 4, if I'm remembering correctly, just off the top of my head, and all 4 of those families, we were able to be a part of that. And it was really cool to me. One of the coolest things to me was one of the families, it was all True North people, pretty much. And afterwards, we were just standing around, standing at the kitchen table, and we were just marveling at what God is doing through this church and just thankful. And the couple that we helped move, thankful. Grateful for the help and for how we were able to come alongside of them. Moving is one of the most stressful things in a person's life. I moved 1.5 years ago. It's incredibly stressful to make that move. But to have people come alongside of you, your church family, be able to do that and provide that, you know, assistance, it's amazing. So here's a couple things, just some quotes that stuck out to me this year. I had a conversation with a guy a couple of months ago, and really with tears a little bit in his eyes, he said to me, "We have grown so much here in our time here." And that to me, again, that's why we do everything that we do. That means the world to me. To hear somebody say that they have grown in their relationship with Jesus, in their walk with Christ, and they are making progress. Because that, at the end of the day, that's what discipleship is. It's just from one day to the next. We know we're never going to arrive. We know we're never going to be perfect. It's from one day to the next, looking a little bit more like Jesus than we did the day before. Having a little bit greater intimacy and depth of relationship with Jesus than we did the day before. And if that's happening in somebody's life, that's a huge win. That is a success. And to me, we can look at all the numbers, and we can talk about all the statistics and all of that. But that is really, at the end of the day, the thing that matters. That and that alone. That quote stuck out to me. How about this one? I love this. I can't believe where my life is now compared to where it was and where it's going. You want to talk about an incredible statement, right? We all have a past, don't we? Every one of us, we've got a past. And most of us have some level of trauma or brokenness in some way. From some people, you know, maybe you made it through most of your life for the most part unscathed, but there are people who are dealing with so much trauma and broken relationships and hurt and pain and struggle. And some people making destructive decisions that are leading them down a destructive path. And to hear someone say, I can't believe what Christ has done in my life, where he's taken me from, where I'm at now, and to be dreaming and hoping and knowing that God is taking me somewhere that's better than where I am right now, that's the kind of hope that we want to provide to people, not only in this church, but in the community and the world around us. I love this one too. This is maybe one of my favorites as well. This place has become our family. We talk about this a lot here at True North. This is a family. That is what the Church of Jesus Christ is. It is his family. We have, all of us who are in Christ, have been adopted into the family of God as sons and daughters. And when somebody says, hey, this place really does feel like family, these aren't my biological family, but these are my brothers and sisters in Christ. These are the people I do life with. These are the people who are encouraging me and holding me accountable on a daily basis. That right there is a huge, huge, huge win. And so I look back and I reflect on 2021 with just awe, honestly, awe and wonder at what God is doing. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for each of you who call True North home and who have participated, really, and all of you have in some way or another participated in helping True North grow in 2021. And I'm not even talking about numerically. Yes, we grew. Right? We did. We added people to the kingdom of God. There are more people here coming here as we start 2022 than there were in 2021. But at the end of the day, that is not the growth that we are necessarily after here. And that's, do we want to see more people here at True North Church? Absolutely. But why? It's not so we can fill the seats. It's not so we can say, hey, look, we had more people. Look at how many people we have coming to our church. It's because every one of those people that comes in and sits in one of these seats represents someone who God loves, represents a child of his that he wants to see grow in relationship with him. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about, seeing people grow, seeing people just grow in intimacy and depth of relationship with him. And so I want to stop and I want to celebrate that this morning. We're going to sing another song here. I told you it's going to be a little bit different kind of service. I'm going to talk for a couple of minutes and then we're going to sing. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more and we're going to sing some more. Is that okay with everybody this morning? Good. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song of celebration. I can't think of a better way to wrap up a time where we just celebrated all of the good things that God is doing in this church. I want to encourage you as we sing the words of this song, to maybe think specifically, personally, about what God is doing in your life. Maybe it has been a really hard year, and I know for some people it has. But I want to encourage you to think about just even one thing, one good thing that God has done in your life, and just reflect on that and to just praise him for it right now in this moment. As hard, honestly, as that may be, I really believe there's so much healing in gratitude. There's so much healing in being thankful for what God has done in our life. So we want to celebrate, right? We want to celebrate. I think that's part of the reboot as we head into 2022. If we're going to kind of reboot spiritually, I think it starts with just putting our heart and our mind and our spirit in the right place and saying, okay, God, I know you are faithful. I know you are good. But as we head into 2022, for me, what I don't ever want for us as a community, as followers of Christ, is to kind of just kick back and relax and get complacent in our faith. Because I'll tell you this, the moments when I get complacent, the moments when I don't keep my foot on the gas, that's the moment when the enemy, and we have an enemy, wants to get in there and try to derail me and get me off course and get me off focus from what I know that I need to be doing as a follower of Christ. And so I want to talk a little bit about where we're headed in 2022. And really today, guys, this is just from my heart to yours, from your pastor to his church, just talking about what God has been kind of saying to me over the last couple of months of 2021. And really what I hope today is just an encouragement to us to all be on mission together and to take some things to heart and to recognize as we head into this new year, if we will just do a couple of these things, I really believe this is the simplicity of what it looks like to follow Jesus. And if we will just do these things, it will not only completely change your life and transform your life, but it will begin to transform the lives of people around you. And that's what it's about, right? We want to be changed by Christ, and we want that same life-changing transformation that's happening in us to change others. And so I want to begin by just, you know, telling you what our mission is here. And I think this is important. Our mission is to help people discover the amazing love of Jesus Christ and then for them to develop into world-changing disciples. That's our mission. And everything that we do here, kind of, we hang our hat on that, is hinged to that mission statement. But here's the question I have, and I think a lot of us have heard that mission statement before, but what does that actually mean? What does it look like to really understand the love of Christ for us? And then what does it look like to actually become this world-changing disciple that's having impact on the world around us? And so I've got some goals for us in 2022 as a church. Some goals, if you will, maybe we call them challenges, whatever you want to call them. But these are our goals that as your pastor, I'm setting forth for us in 2022. I want to read to you a passage of scripture from John chapter 15 and verse 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is one of my favorite verses in scripture. When I read that verse, this is what I hear. He says, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. In other words, we are called to bear fruit in this life. Are we not? As his followers, right, there's certain things that should be flowing out of us. Right? There's this verse in Galatians that talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, there are certain things that should come out of you. Right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Right? The fruits of the Spirit. I want those things to be flowing out of me. And when those things are flowing out of me, nothing but good can come from those things. All of those things, nothing but good. The fruit that we will bear when we are in Christ and we are allowing the fruit of the Spirit to take control of our life is going to be all good. But the second part of that is, apart from me, you can do nothing. And I think that's such an important piece to that verse. I want to do those things. And I think many of us would say, we want to do those things. I want to love. I want to have more joy. I want to be patient. I want to be self-controlled. I want to be all of those things, right? But the reality is, this is what John is telling us. Outside of Christ, we are incapable of really doing those things, or at least doing them with any lasting effect or impact. And so when I read that, what he's saying is, he says, abide in me, remain in me. That's what that word means. To remain in Christ means to abide in him, to put your full trust, your full faith, your full commitment into Christ. And here's what I do, all right? So, and this is just, again, this is just me, but I think what happens for me in the day-to-day is that I start to try to do things on my own strength. I know I need to be more loving. I know I need to love my family more. I know I need to love my kids more. I know I need to have more patience. I know I need to be more self-controlled, right? I could go on and on with those fruits of the Spirit. But I'm not really abiding in Jesus. And what happens for me is I get doing, but I forget to be. And I think, I don't know if it's just what's happened in American church culture. I don't know if this is just what the enemy has tried to get us to do, to just be busy, to just be doing all the time so that we never actually be in Christ. But I think as Americans, we are so busy doing that there is no time to just be. And I don't know about you, but what I found in 2021 was there was a lot of times when I was just go, 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 do. And I didn't take enough time to just slow down, to rest, to be and just be in the presence of Christ. And so my challenge to us this year, first challenge, and this is going to be a three-part challenge, is we need to learn how to be before we learn how to do. We need to learn how to be in Christ to allow his love to change us, to allow his peace to flow in us and for his joy to be in us before we can really learn to do, because we will never do well until we are being in Christ first. And so the word that I want us to just write down today, if you're taking notes, I love it. I look out there, I see a lot of people taking notes today. Abide. Number one in 2022 as a church, as a family, we are going to abide in Christ. That is going to be our number one objective above everything else. Why? Because out of our abiding in Christ flows everything else that we want to do. If we want to do great things, if we want to have greater impact and greater influence, if we want to change, if there's certain things about our life that we know that's got to change, that's an unhealthy thing that I'm doing. I got some sin in my life that I know it's got to go. The start is abiding in Christ, is allowing him to change us. We're not going to do that on our own power. And I think those of us that have tried, we know we're not going to do that on our own power. It is the key to everything else that we do. The more we learn to be, the better we'll do. Guys, I want to be a church community that is a people abiding, that slows down, that makes seeking him number one in our lives this year. You want to have better relationships? You want to have more joy, more peace? That is where it's going to start. Nowhere else. In him. So that's number one. I want to read another verse to you this morning. John 15, 9 through 12, just a little bit later in this chapter. John says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends." Why do we abide in Christ? We abide in him so that his love fills us. That's what John is saying. As I abide in Christ, as I am obedient to him, as I follow him and obey his commands, his love fills me. And as his love fills me, it enables me to love the world around us. We abide so that his love fills us and so that we can pour that love back out into the world. That is how the world is going to be changed. It is going to be changed by the love of Jesus Christ being shown and reflected off of his people, his church. He says, remain in me, abide in me so that you can love like me. And so that's number two. We're going to abide this year in Christ. We're going to make that our number one priority above everything else. And then we're going to love. We're going to love because the more we abide, the more we rest in him, the more we experience his love for us, the easier it will be to love those around us. We're going to abide and we're going to love. This is our primary mark of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. To love the way that he did. That's how people will know that we are his disciples. What does that mean? To love others is to become more selfless. It is to become more humble. It is to become more sacrificial. It is to become more generous. It is to become a servant to the world around us. I want you to imagine with me. I don't know, maybe it's your neighborhood, maybe it's somebody that you work with, a family member that is far from Christ. What is it that's going to change their mind about this whole Jesus thing? Because I got to tell you, there are a lot of people out there. We come into the church and we're around like-minded people and it's awesome and we need that. But it's very easy for us, the longer we're a Christian, and I find this in my mind, I've been following Jesus for a long time now. It is so easy to forget how many people out there are like, I'm not sure about this whole God thing. I don't know about this whole Jesus thing. And they see certain things within the church, within the body of Christ, and they say, oh, you're hypocrites. You say one thing and you do another thing. And the reality is that's always going to be true because we're sinful people and we're never going to get it all right. But at the end of the day, we have been called to love people. That is the command, the one command that God has given us. Love one another as I have loved you. That's it. And for me, what's very freeing about that is I get very caught up sometimes, and I used to have a buddy that would say, get wrapped around the axle, if you will. I get wrapped around the axle on details, and I got to be doing all these certain things, and if I'm not doing them, then I'm not a success, and even within the church world. What has God called me to do, and what has he called you to do? Love. That's it. To be selfless and generous and humble in spirit, just like Jesus Christ was. How do we learn to be loving like that? We abide in him. It really is. This whole thing, we make it so complicated. We love to make things complicated as human beings. I believe God has made it very simple. Abide in me, put your faith and trust in me, follow me. I will show you what it looks like to be loved, and I will show you what it looks like to love. And now I want you to go out into the world and reflect that love to everybody that you see. And if we will do that as a church, again, I believe the impact that we could have, the influence that we could have in people's lives for Jesus Christ would begin to just, we'd blow the roof off of this place if we began to love like Christ did, to show the grace and the mercy and the humility that he showed. And then when the opportunity is right to be able to share, because love is not just grace, it's also truth, right? We know that, church. We talk about that a lot. To be able to share the greatest truth with them that they'll ever hear when they're ready, that will be powerful. As a church, guys, that's my desire for us, to abide and to love. And then finally, we need to become a community of people who is gospel fluent and understands that it's our responsibility to lead others into relationship with Christ. We're not just abiding, we're not just loving them, we're leading them. We're pointing them to what? To their true north, right? That's why we call this church True North Church, because that is our true north, Jesus Christ. If we keep our compass pointed towards him at all times, we cannot go wrong. That's what we want for other people. Again, I want to read another verse for you this morning. Romans 1, 16. This is so convicting for me. This is Paul now talking to the church in Rome. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. Paul says, I'm not ashamed to tell people about this Jesus. Why? Because it is the power of salvation for all people, not just the Jewish people, but all people, to the Gentiles, to the nations, to everyone in the world. I want that so badly, Paul says, for every person on the planet. And so I'm not ashamed to talk about Jesus Christ, because I know the power that it's had in my life and how it's changed me, and I want it to change others. I know the love and the grace I've received, so I want others to receive that. Guys, in 2022, I want to be a church that abides, I want to be a church that loves, and I want us to be a church that leads other people into relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's going to take intentionality. That's going to take us beginning to have a heart and a love for other people. Do you see how each of these kind of works to the next one, right? We abide first. We receive from God first, because we can't do anything, right? He says we can do nothing without him. We receive first. We receive that love. Then we begin to give it with the intention at some point of introducing them to the greatest love they will ever know, the love of Jesus Christ. And that is our mission. That is what we have been called to as Jesus followers and as his church. We have to always be ready. I love this from 1 Peter 3:15. He says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Boy, is that not an incredible, incredible challenge from Peter. Always be prepared, he says, to give an answer for the hope that you have. Do you have hope today? I hope that some of you have hope. I do. Even though life is hard sometimes, even though we go through some muck, we have hope, church. We have Jesus Christ. We have someone walking with us, providing us with wisdom and guidance and discernment. We have someone walking with us that provides joy and contentment and peace even in really difficult circumstances. What Peter is saying is, do we want that for the world around us or not? Do we or don't we? And that's kind of a convicting moment, right? We got to check our hearts. Do I really have a desire for the people around me to know Christ. If that is the case, then we've got to always be looking for opportunities. That's our mission. That's why we're here on this planet. And I forget that sometimes. Sometimes I think I'm here on this planet to do my job, or even be a husband or a dad, or like I can get my identity wrapped up in some of those things. And yes, that's part of what I'm doing, but really, why did God give me the wife that he gave me, the children that he gave me? Why did he give me the church that he gave me? Why? So that I can point them to Jesus Christ. Because I will never be enough for any of those things. I will always fall short, but Jesus never will. And so we want to introduce people to as many people, or we want to introduce as many people as we can to the gospel and to Jesus Christ. Speaking the gospel into brokenness and into the longing of people's souls, so that it actually, you know, sounds like good news in their life. And I think that's key. Right? How will we do that? It'll come out of the love that we have for them. Nobody cares. I love this statement. I've said it so many times in my life. Nobody cares what you have to say until they know that you care. Come on, we know that to be true, right? And so we've got to abide first. We've got to love second. And out of that, we've got to lead people to Christ. That's my hope and prayer for us, church, this year. If we would just do those three things, I think everything else, it's so easy in church world to get caught up in like, okay, we want to grow the church. We want to go from 80 people to 150 people, or we want to see more people in small groups, or we want to see, you know, more, you know, people giving and reach a certain number of giving by the end of the year. And those are all things that, yeah, sure, of course. Do we hope those things happen? Absolutely. But the most important thing is your relationship with Jesus and how you are interacting with the people around you. That is the thing that matters. And out of that will flow all of the other stuff. If we are abiding and we are loving and we are leading, all that other stuff will take care of itself. And it'll take care of itself in God's timing when he wants it to happen. And so I want to sing another song here. And this is a song I've had on repeat a lot in 2021. And I encourage you to just take a moment here to reflect on the words of this song. It is so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life. It is so easy to be doers. But the more we do, the louder our life is, the harder it is to listen. And I find that in my life a lot. I'm not a great listener. I'm a great doer. I'm great at getting things done. I'm great at taking action. A lot of times I take action before I really listen, though. A lot of times I make decisions and do things and say things before I should. Abiding in Christ, loving like Christ, leading like Christ, it starts with listening to his voice. It starts with putting ourselves in a posture every single day of slowing down and just letting him speak life into us. Letting his love be the thing that drives us and nothing else. And so we're going to sing a song that's called I'm Listening. And as we enter into 2022, that's going to be one of my prayers for us as a church, that we would be listeners to God, because he has so much to say. So much to say to us as we head into this new year. I love the words of that song. I don't want to miss one word, God. Not one. Not a single word. Why? Because every word he speaks is life to us. And if we want to see our lives change, and I think, you know, as we head into a new year, isn't that, you know, kind of the mantra for most people? Like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to change some things this year? Whatever that thing might be for you. And that's the heart of what we've been talking about all morning. If we really want to see change, nothing will bring greater change in your life than deeper relationship and deeper intimacy with Jesus. That's what it's going to come from. And that's what I want for us as a church. I want us to be able to look back at the end of 2022 and go, I have greater intimacy with Jesus today than I did a year ago. I have less brokenness. I have more healing. God is doing something in my life. it's not just going to happen. It's not. It will take intentionality. And so as a church, what we've decided to do is we gotta metaphorically put our money where our mouth is, right? If we want you to abide, we want you to love more, we want you to lead more. As a church, I think it's our responsibility to try to come alongside of you as best we can and to equip you to be able to do that and to be able to live those things out. And so for each one of those words, for abiding, loving, and leading, we're going to be trying some new things here this year. I want to encourage you with a couple of these things. This is what True North is going to try to do. We're here to help. This is how we're going to model and try to provide resources. So number one, as a church, many of you probably already know this. If you don't, I'm going to be sharing it now. We have begun a year-long Bible reading plan together as a church. And I cannot encourage you enough to join us in that Bible study. It is one chapter a day. One chapter, right? So we're not reading through the entire Bible this year. It's actually a three-year plan that's going to take us through the entire Bible over the course of 3 years. And the reason that we're doing that is what we really want more than anything is as you are reading Scripture, to do more than just read it, to study it, to meditate on it, to actually allow that word to begin to transform and change your life. I think so often we read the Bible as a check the box. Okay, I know I'm supposed to read the Bible, right? Because that's what Christians do. I want to be a good Christian, so I'll read my Bible, right? But we read it to check the box. We don't really receive anything from it. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to just provide encouragement to you and accountability to you this year. We're using the YouVersion Bible app. If you've never downloaded that app before, highly encourage you to do that. It's probably the most popular Bible app out there. You can go to whatever, you know, app store you get your apps from. Get the YouVersion Bible app. You can friend request us. We are True North Church Pittsburgh on there. It'll have our little icon. You can't miss it. Friend request us. We will invite you into the plan and you can begin that with us. Even if you missed, you know, it started yesterday, but it's one chapter a day. So it's easy to catch up. Okay. I want to encourage you today, get your phone out, go to our website. There's also instructions there, or go to the app store, YouVersion, just like it sounds, YouVersion. It's the YouVersion Bible app, and join with us this year. Our hope is to be able to provide some commentary and feedback on some of the days of that plan and to be able to walk as a church and really get into God's word and to abide, right? That's the abiding. That's the number one step. If you want to abide in Christ, you want to spend time with Jesus, get in his word. Get in his word and it will begin to transform you. It is such a simple and easy thing. Most of us waste so many minutes of our day, whether it's on social media or watching Netflix or whatever it is. Begin small, even if it's 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes. Everyone's got 15 minutes to be able to spend time in the Word. And then what I want to encourage you to do is we use a method here that we call the SOAP method. Scripture, observation, application, prayer. Okay, as you are reading through that chapter, write down maybe a verse that really spoke to you. That's the scripture part. Observation. Maybe write some things about that verse that stuck out to you. What is God speaking to you in that moment, in that verse, in his word? Application. How am I going to apply this now to my actual daily living? It means nothing if we're not applying it, right? And then finally, prayer. We're going to pray over this thing. We're going to pray that God helps us in applying whatever that thing is that he's speaking to us about in his word. We have journals in the back. You might have your own journal, but if you don't have one, I want to put one in your hand today. Begin to journal. Begin to write those things out and be able to look back. It is so cool. I have a journal that I started a couple of years ago, and I'm still not finished with it, but it's almost full now, and it is so cool to look back at what God was teaching me 2, 3, 4 years ago even, and be able to see where I've come, to be able to look back at prayer requests that I wrote down in there and be able to say, wow, God has answered those prayers. Can't encourage you enough to join with us in that Bible reading plan, okay? All right, second, I'm really excited about this one. We are starting something at True North called True North Cares. And Phil Schmidt and I, Phil oversees our prayer team and is really heavily involved with our care team. He and I have been working on this now for a couple of weeks. And really what it is it's our way of loving not only our church community, but hopefully loving the community around us. We know that the world is broken. We are a broken people. People are going through things, struggling through things, dealing with things, whether it's trauma that's happened to them, addictions that are going on in their life and happening to them. We want to be a church that is a hospital for hurting people. We want to be a church that comes alongside of people in their brokenness and in their hurt and be able to just provide care for them. And sometimes I think that's going to look one way for some people, and it's going to look one way for another person. But we are instituting, if you go to our website, I don't know how many of you have been to our website in a while, but there is now a page on there for care. And we're going to have, this is going to be multifaceted. Number one, we want to begin to provide one-on-one mentoring and care for people, not only in our church, but hopefully people in the community. And so that's something we're going to be working on. We're going to be talking to some people and inviting some people into possibly being one-on-one caregivers for people in our church. Secondly, small groups are a place of care, right? If you are involved in a small group here at True North, you know that that's like your little family within the big family. That's your place where you can go and you can share the things that are going on in your life and be able to have people come alongside of you and encourage you and be praying for you. And so we encourage everybody here to be in a small group. And then a big thing is we're going to be starting monthly care nights. And we're going to start with monthly. Hopefully, our dream is that at some point they become weekly, right? But we're going to start small. We want to do it well. We want to do it right. But those monthly care nights are going to be an opportunity, no matter who you are, to be able to come into this place and be able to receive care, to meet with some people who can counsel you biblically. We don't have professional counseling here yet. We're not there yet, but someday that's a dream to be able to have that be a part of that. But this is going to be a place where people can come in. It's going to be Tuesday nights, once a month, come in here and to receive care and to know that this is a safe place to share whatever you got going on in your life and to receive, hopefully, biblical counsel and instruction. One of the things that we're working on right now is actually providing specific care groups. They might be groups for people who are going through divorce care. There might be people who are grieving from the loss of a loved one. They might be people who are struggling with addictions to a whole host. I mean, we can be addicted to anything. It's not just drugs and alcohol. It could be anything, sexual addiction, whatever. We want to begin to provide those resources for people. Again, not just the people at True North Church, but the people who are out in our community. We see this as an opportunity to do outreach for people in Ross Township and in Pittsburgh and beyond. And so I am so excited about that. My ask for you guys is to pray. Be praying for us as we begin that ministry. Be praying that we get the right people, the right leadership for that. And then I want to also, you know, encourage you. Maybe you're one of the people who needs to be coming for care. We are so good at hiding our hurt, our shame, and our pain and all of that. I can't encourage you enough. The beginning of healing starts with admitting I'm hurting, admitting maybe I have a problem with something, and actually taking a step to do something about it and to receive the care that you need. And so we want to provide that again for people in our community, and that's going to be our model of how we're going to love our community, right? We're trying to model that for you individually as a church. So we've got the Bible reading plan, we've got True North Cares, and then finally, under leading, right? We're abiding, we're loving, we're leading. We are beginning a disciple-making, essentially a strategy here at True North. And that strategy is going to look very different kind of from the small groups. If the small groups are kind of your family within the family, that's where you get care. This disciple-making is going to be truly more about one-on-one or maybe one to two or three mentoring, where if you know somebody maybe who lives in your neighborhood, lives in or who you work with, or maybe it's somebody in your family that you can begin to have dialogue and relationship about Christ with and begin to walk them through the process of what it looks like to have relationship with them. We want to train and equip people here to be able to do that in your space, wherever you happen to be. The fact of the matter is that a lot of people are uncomfortable coming into the organization, the church, right, as we know it, into the building. But we all have friends, we all have family, we all have neighbors who are lost, who are going through things, who need Christ, and it's our responsibility to lead them to Christ. I think the big challenge for a lot of people is they just don't know how to do that. I don't even know where to start. How do I begin having a conversation about that? How do I do that without turning them off and making them feel like, you know, they're some kind of outsider or like they're not good enough, right? We want to come alongside of the folks at True North Church here and begin to provide resources to help you begin to do that. And so we're going to be instituting that. We're going to start with a beta kind of test group here very shortly, sometime in January or February. I'm inviting some people into that. But at some point, our hope is that everybody at True North Church would have a desire to be a part of that, to gain the tools and the resources that you need to be able to share the gospel with people and share with them the greatest gift that anybody could ever share with them. On the heels of that, I want to share with you guys, and I'll share more about this next week. We're going to be sharing our 2022 budget next week. We'll have those budgets for you so that you can look at those and see what our budget's going to be for 2022. But you're going to see the biggest ad for our 2022 budget is that we are actively searching for a full-time discipleship pastor to hire here at True North. And one of the things that, you know, we've looked at our budget, we've talked about, okay, what's the most important thing, right? It's helping people grow in relationship with Jesus, to meet him and grow and become more like him. The fact is, as much as I love what I do and I love interacting with all of you and I love leading teams and all of that, it's too much for one person to do that and do it effectively. And so as a board, our board of directors have had so much conversation about this over the last 6 months. What is the next step for us? Right? Do we save more money for a building? Do we put more money into, you know, what we believe is that if we want to reach more people and accomplish our mission, right? It always comes back to that. If we want more people to discover Jesus and we want more people to develop into world-changing disciples, we need somebody, a point person, who's going to be able to really put all of their time and energy into investing in helping that happen, to training up and equipping the body of Christ to be able to go out and to do that. And so we're super excited about that, but I ask you again, please be praying for that. It's gotta be the right person. We have to, that is such a critical, critical position. And so we're praying about it. We're actively searching right now. But I wanted to let you know that that's our commitment. That's our investment this year into making this mission go further than it has thus far. Amen? Amen. I hope you guys are excited about where we're headed as a church in 2022. I am. I really am. I see the new people that are coming into our congregation. I see the new people who are having a desire to have a relationship with Jesus. I'm so excited to engage with them and to begin that process of discipleship. And I'm so excited about the True North family who you guys have been an amazing blessing to me this past year. I hope you know that. You encourage me. You inspire me. And I am personally so grateful for what I get to do here week in and week out and the community that I get to be a part of. And so again, I want to leave you with this. Abide, love, lead. That's going to be our mantra. Abide, love, lead. I'm going to do my best as the leader of this ragtag group of people with me at the front. I'm going to do my best to remind us of that on a regular basis. Guys, let's just abide, let's love, and let's lead this year. Let's abide, let's love, let's lead, and let's forget the rest. All of the stuff that we feel like we have to do, it'll come out of that. Let's abide, let's love, and let's lead. Can you imagine what our hearts and our spirits would look like a year from now, and maybe what our neighborhoods and our families would look like if we really took that seriously and made that our number one priority over everything else? I think it would be miraculous what it would look like. So I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. I'm going to sing one more song. And really, this song is truly, it's a song of worship. It's called So Will I. And really what this song is about is saying, even if the rocks and the hills and the mountains and the dirt, all of that worships God because he created it. And if those things are crying out and worshiping him, then so will I. I'm going to worship him no matter what. As we enter 2022, it's my prayer for us, church. Let's worship him. Let's bring honor and glory to him. Let's abide in him. Let's love like him. Let's lead like him.